and thanks for joining us. This is Industry Insights, part of the REMI Network. My name is Mike Wixon, and I'll recommend to you right now, go ahead and subscribe to this channel on YouTube or wherever you're listening to it on any platform that you get your podcasts. And here's why. Every time we have a new interview, you'll be notified about it. And if you're in the real estate management, property management sector and industry, this is the leading group of people, the leading minds in our country talking about the most important topics. Today is no exception. We have Chris Clark joining us from Forest Paving. Chris, thanks so much.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Delighted, because earlier this year, I had the opportunity, I ran into you guys at one of the shows that REMI puts on, and I was really blown away with what you're doing. First of all, the video that I saw at your booth captured my attention because there's nothing quite like a beautifully paved parking lot.
Right.
I mean, there's just something very finished about that at any building. Paving is an industry that has developed in many ways. Tell us about where Forest began and some of the developments that we're talking about here today.
Sure. Well, thanks for again for having me, and on behalf of Forest, we appreciate this. Actually, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary this year of Forest Group. You know, it started out with the owner, Dom, just doing his thing, and one guy built it to a company of over 200 employees.
It's amazing that when you do things correctly, it can grow, it can last,
right,
and can become the standard.
Yeah.
And in fact, you've done that many times as a company. We talked just before we started recording today. And what I found fascinating was that Forest has taken a leap into the technology realm, really, in many ways. Talk to me about this new technology you have for paving parking lots, SmoothRide.
SmoothRide, yeah. Thanks. So we got SmoothRide a couple of years ago. When we were introduced to it, it was really designed for proper grading for highways and roads.
Okay.
When we introduced ourselves to this company, you know, because the majority of our work is parking lots and things like that, we thought, can this be used on a parking lot?
Oh, wow.
And so with our designers and their programmers, we were able to actually come up with a whole new program dedicated purely for parking lots.
So they changed that technology, this breakthrough technology for road making.
Yeah, they adapted it, right? They adapted it from road making to not only road making, but also incorporate parking lots as well.
Why is it such a cool new technology? What is so fascinating about SmoothRide?
We're not going to have to talk about the technology side of things, but the benefit at the end of it is you're going to have about as perfect a parking lot as you're going to have when we're all said and done. Because what happens is that the technology takes over for the manual labor that we've been accustomed to using for grading and things like that. So when you take the human element out of it, you take the human error out of it. And the program actually programs all of our machines to do the work, and really the operators just have to steer.
So it takes the grading measurements, does all of that, and handles it ongoing in one central computer to make sure that you get the smoothest ride possible.
That's right.
I'm starting to understand where this came from now.
Exactly, yeah.
What are some of the benefits to having a SmoothRide paved parking lot?
Well, the number one thing is it's going to look about as smooth as you're going to get, right? And you know, one of the way that asphalt fails is by water penetrating into it. So if you have ponding or bad grading towards proper drainage, catch basins or wherever, okay, you're going to get ponding, you're going to have water sitting. When that water's sitting there, it eventually will seep in. The integrity of the asphalt starts to become weaker, and the water will seep in. Once that happens, of course, in the Canadian winters, it's going to get ice underneath, moving and pushing things all around. So if you can have that water drain properly in a short period of time after a rainfall or a melt, then you start to prevent those issues from popping up and obviously increasing the longevity of your parking lot.
What are some of the parking lot requirements to use SmoothRide? Do you have to have a certain size parking lot to make it workable?
Not necessarily. You know, we're not going to do somebody's residential driveway using this or anything like that. But
okay,
I mean,
mental note. Okay, not that I was asking. Yeah. For a friend, I was
yeah,
asking.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. I mean, if you think of your typical plaza or small commercial, anything from that and to any size as large as you want, we can do it.
Some of the imagery I saw of the parking lots that you did were obviously one of those massive warehouse locations. And the parking lot seemed to go on for a kilometer. It was essentially a road next to a road next to a road going on forever. Does it also assist in the time that it takes to do the paving?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, thinking about all the surveys, and they're not only cumbersome and prone to error, but the cost benefit around that is it goes out the window when you start to bring in more of the manual. So being able to drive around with our scanner truck, create hundreds of thousands of data units to allow us to create a program, just takes that kind of error out of the overall job and allows us to create, as I said, almost a perfect parking lot.
Okay, I'm a layman. You can tell because I was thinking about you paving my driveway just now with your massive technology. Explain to a layman, if you don't mind, what the technology does. You mentioned a scanner truck.
Yeah, so the scanner truck goes around and it moves as fast as normal moving traffic would move. What the scanner does is it uses GPS and GIR to assist with creating a 3D map of the entire parking lot. That will include the depths of the asphalt, where the current grading is or needs to be, mm-hmm. as well as picking up manhole covers, catch basins, so that when we're creating a plan, when the technician who gets all that data creates the plan, he knows exactly where to grade because we know where all of the drainage should be going.
Chris, obviously the next series of questions revolve around some of the big concerns with landlords and building owners. And of course, that's the expense associated with it. Is there cost savings in this process with the Smooth Ride?
That's a good question. And what we've found with most of our projects right now is that not only are you saving up front because of our ability to plan the overall project more in more detail, thus knowing exactly how much asphalt we're going to need, how much base layer we're going to need. Mm. As I mentioned earlier, it's really about the longevity. Because when you don't have ponding, and the water is getting off the pavement fast, you're not going to have that water constantly sitting and really messing with the integrity of the
So you get, you know, your cost year over year just brings the cost, right. The savings right up.
Yeah, I mean, you could in some cases get 50% more time out of your, longevity out of it. So that means I don't have to do my parking lot again for years.
That's fantastic.
And also without the repairs.
The process where you start, it starts to deteriorate, underneath your tenant's cars, people stretch that out until the tenants make it an issue.
Exactly.
You're buying yourself a lot more time.
Yeah, there is a saying that, asphalt's not going to make you any money, but asphalt can certainly lose you money because, for liability issues, right? If with ponding and freezing, you get ice. With cracks, you get tripping hazards. So being able to have a nicely graded parking lot for years and years and years to come, you're not going to be losing money on liability insurance.
Exactly. Yeah, you're eliminating hassles that you might otherwise have. Let me throw a curveball at you. The environmentalist in me asks, how is this a more sustainable product? Like, how does it make a difference to our environment?
Well, as I just mentioned, just knowing exactly what kind of products we need to ship from our plant or our suppliers to the project, the location, where we're not wasting trips, we're not wasting fuel, we're not wasting all of that, but also knowing exactly how much asphalt we need to bring back, and we're not wasting that asphalt as well. So, and we can also, with this program, we know how much to mill or remove from the property as well. So it's down to such an accurate measurement that's where the savings happen because of our
just the accuracy.
Just
overall.
The accuracy, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. If you're not wasting asphalt and you're not wasting fuel, you're creating a more sustainable product. That is true. I thought I would catch you there, but you got me. Okay, one last thing I wanted to ask. We were talking about redoing an entire parking lot. There is that situation where ponding and cracking begins and the liability comes into place. If I'm a landlord or business owner or building owner that doesn't have a budget to do the whole parking lot, can you help fix those problems now?
Absolutely, yeah, of course. by taking an overall scan of the entire property, we can tell exactly where, and knowing exactly where those ponds are happening now, we can say, okay, well, you know, for instance, if you've got a 50,000 square foot parking lot, but only 5,000 square foot is really compromised, then we can make a recommendation to just kind of mill and pave and fix that area if there's base repairs as well. And making sure that, again, everything is sloping properly to the catch basins.
And buying more time, that longevity,
keeping
everything, all the water away.
Well, this we can't guarantee any other part of the parking lot, but that part we know
that you
that
do. Okay, the repair that you do. But it's good to know that you have this option, that if I need to do something in the interim, this is a good solution
For
that.
Absolutely.
Chris, thanks so much for talking to us about the Smooth Ride paving system from Forest. Where can people find out more?
You can go to our website at forestgroup.ca. And you can get all of the information there and how to contact us. And, of course, on the social media, as I'm available, as all of my colleagues are as well.
Thanks so much. I appreciate
this,
Chris.
Appreciate it.
And I appreciate you joining us. We'll catch you again right here on Industry Insights. See you next time.